of the Lord. This is the right configuration of one's thinking, to be in a humble state of mind. One who is in a humble state of mind can very easily offer respects to others in a genuine way, not just in a polite way, but in a genuine way. See the qualifications that others have, and in seeing that, to address it and acknowledge it, articulate, this is very, very attractive. They're nice quality. In the presence of a pure devotee like Prahlad, what happens is that those personalities like Lord Brahma and all the other personalities present, those qualities intensify and shine. Isn't it when anyone is with a highly, highly spiritually advanced person, they feel uplifted by that presence, and their good qualities come forward. Naturally so. Something that comes up for me as I travel, aside from visiting India where I don't have to wear my administrative hat that I wear in America. So in America I'm governing body commissioner, so I have people, see that invisible hat. He's one of the leaders in our society. And so everyone's on good behavior. And since someone comes forward saying, I've got a problem with this devotee, that they've done this and that bad thing. And I sometimes comment, I've never seen this devotee do this or that bad thing. Said, but you're a Maharaj, when you're here, they're on good behavior. I said, not always. But there's more of a tendency. So with a personality like Prahlad, was extremely spiritually qualified and very, very humble, it brings the best qualities out in others. It's actually the best service that one can do to others, is to become pure in consciousness. So whatever activities are done in relation to others, if it's done in pure consciousness, directly it's the best, and indirectly it's the best also. It's uplifting for the whole society. Again, this example of the 5 or 10% of the population became very pure in devotion. 5% became very pure in devotion. Even less than 5%. It'll have such a strong impact on society. That persons who are so-so will be fortified and strengthened. And all the rest of society will be encouraged or uplifted. Certain envious elements in society that not much one can do to help them. So this is just the beginning of the last prayers. I think I'll end at 7:30. See if there's any discussion on the subject of seeking or something else that you'd like to discuss. Yeah, to become humble, we have to think in a service mode. What does it mean to be in a service mode, practically? Well, Maybe first we can look at what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean begrudgingly. It doesn't mean mechanically. It doesn't mean, let me get this out of the way so I can do what I really want to do. I know I've got to do it, so it's dutiful, as a dutiful person, I'll do it. But that's, my heart's not there, I'm supposed to do it, so. Yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you say, sir, I'll take care of it. And it's done. And then, you can go on to what you want to do. Or, neglectfully, halfway. But, in a service mood means, well, with a spiritual conception, this is really an act that's being carried out from the position of the soul, especially if we're speaking about service, Krishna conscious service that's been assigned to me by devotees that are charged with cleaning the temple here, or the kitchen, or the floor, or just giving these examples that you gave. So this is my opportunity to act from my constitutional position. So it comes then from the heart. It comes from an act of the soul being enacted through the working senses. I'm expressing my constitutional position as Krishna's servant. And I'm being given the opportunity to do that. I'm very happy. I want to serve the deity. I want to serve the devotees or some particular devotee. And in this way, satisfy give two examples. You've probably heard this more than once, but the example of when I, a personal example of when I first joined the temple in Boston. I'd driven all the way from this, about an 18-hour drive from where I was going to school to Boston. And I was, at that time, I was thinking, this is it, I want to come and stay here for some time. Long drive. Exhausting. And I reached there in time for the Sunday feast, but it was late. So, the devotees knew me, they knew that I was enthusiastic, and they said, can you wash the pots? Just got there. That can you have, you want to, would you like some prasadam first? Would you like to wash the pots? And then the next morning, oh, you do such a good job washing the pots. Would you like to do that as your service? I just graduated from college on my way to medical school. You want me to wash the pots? Hey, can you wash the pots? So that became my service, washing pots. And I was thinking, I don't want to wash the pots. I didn't give up my bat to do this, to wash pots. But wash pots for Krishna, it's good. And I was given all these, you've heard this before, right? Given all these pep talks about, this is very good, you clean the pot, you're cleansing your heart. And I was thinking, that's what it does, why don't you do it? And so on and so on and so on. You know, my smart aleck college brain was doing its thing. finally I got to the point of just surrendering. I guess this is it. This is what Krishna wants me to do. So let me do it with all those things, with all the Prabhupada says. Let me just take it up. Let me make my heart sparkle. I'm making pot sparkle. Let me really do it. I don't want to waste my time. I'll use my time in that to get rid of this pride and material conception of myself and enter into a mood of service. And when it came to the point where they wanted to change my service, I wasn't thinking it lasts. You know, I was happy to do the other service, but I felt I through that mood of service, I learned a lot about devotional service. I learned a lot about what it meant just to serve Krishna. Because of the mood of service, not because of the activity. Exactly. I could have taken the activity up in the wrong consciousness. Just kind of half did it and walked away. Which appeared to me that's what the first movie for me was doing. So that was one thing that I was some pride. I'm not going to do it like that person before me. I'm going to pride again. But just in the mood of service. So that when I had the opportunity to take up the next activity, which is what I really wanted to do, was in the mood of service. Just like Prabhupada describes in Bhagavad Gita, there's routine service, there's preferred service, and there's emergency service. And then there's everything else, whimsy. This is for Krishna. Under the instruction of my temple authorities here, and following the indication that Prabhupada had given, this is how you should do it, the consciousness in which you should do this. They gave the guideline, and they passed it on, Prabhupada. So I had that opportunity, took it up and made a service. Then, so another thing that comes to mind about this, and just in the plane ride, coming from Singapore to here, there was one very elderly lady, and so, during the flight, when the stewardess was helping the very elderly lady go back to use the bathroom and then to come back and sit in her chair, it took a long time for her to go up and down that aisle because she was very, very old. And was thinking specifically about, you know, everyone was being very respectful for that elderly lady. And the stewardess, she was like shining. She was so happy. Because they have to be a little bit in the mood of trying to serve everybody's need, but that's like really cherry on top of the icing on top of the cake, is to help the little old lady go down the aisle. But as pleasurable it must have been in a mood of service, where's the thought of the Supreme Lord? So in the mood of service means doing whatever, because we're servants, so we're going to serve others. Constitutionally we're going to do that. But in the mood of service means so that Guru and Krishna are pleased. It's like your civil service job. It's going to do some service. And you're recognized by those who are your superiors and peers, juniors, for that service that you do. So, to do that service so that recognition comes, that's not in the mood of, that's what material service, where there's rewards with the service. But in the mood of service from spiritual position is not for the recognition or for the perk or the pat on the back or the bonus or the raise or the certificate or the plaque or the, some kind of something that comes from that paycheck, that comes from the rendering of that service. But it's, in Buddhist service means for the pleasure, like love, for the pleasure, the object of love, the object of service. That's in the spiritual position, in the mood of service, to Guru and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur named his son, Bhaktisiddhanta, named his son Bimal Prasad. But in the course of Bhaktisiddhanta's, Bimal Prasad's teenage brilliance, he wrote a book on Vedic astrology. Siddhanta Shiromani or something like that. So, the Academy for Vedic astrology or whatever the thing is that exists in India, they recognized that him for writing that book, and they did a book review and gave him some award for writing the book and gave him the title Siddhanta Saraswati. So his father, Bhaktivinoda, started calling him Siddhanta, or called him Saraswati, because he was brilliant, so learned. When Bhaktisiddhanta accepted sannyas, he added to the Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And that stuck. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And then his disciples indicated, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Thakur, or Prabhupada. Even his father was recognizing his qualification, but what Bhaktisiddhanta wanted to recognize was bhakti. Take that recognition that was given to him for his very obvious brilliance, Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in a mood of service, service to the Supreme Lord and service to the devotees of the Lord, in the mood of service, to the satisfaction for like the saint. There's a very wonderful transcription of one Vyasa Puja where Bhaktisiddhanta was being praised by his disciples, again in the mood of service, after hearing the offerings indicated by his disciples. He spoke. He said, I want to thank you all very much for instructing me how I should actually be. Now I have a very clear set of guidelines by your kindness how I should conduct my devotional service. So, taking the position of humility, that his disciples were his instructors in teaching him how he should actually conduct his devotional service. Accepted in the mood of service. And wasn't speaking in platitudes. It wasn't speaking in some kind of false humility. It was genuine. So in the mood of service means taking something and applying it, whatever it may be, the activity that we do or the something that we're using in Krishna's service, in that mood. It's free from false ego. That's so pride is evaporated. There's no place for it. At least in the mood of for the sake of purification, let me take this up. That's service. for the good, under the order of my spiritual authority, because they have my spiritual interest at heart. Let me take it up in that mood, respecting their well-wishing. Let me become purified. Let me cleanse this pot so that my heart can become clean. For purification. And beyond that is simply for the pleasure of the mood of service. Anything else? But who's asking you to pray? When your authority is asking you to pray for them? Then the question is, what should that prayer be? Is there a context to this question? Nothing specific. You want to help with this question?
Maybe ask for some service.
Oh, okay. It can be general or specific. Like Prahlad, I have no qualification. My dear Lord, I have no qualification. You know I have no qualification. Even better than I know I have no qualification. But I've been asked to do this service, and such a nice service. Offer prayers to one who is so dear to Krishna, so dear to you, Lord Krishna, that he's given me this service. So may you please protect him, give him the strength to take care of all of us devotees, or trying to become devotees, giving us full spiritual qualification to take us all to that spiritual position. Please protect us. Health. Carry on the service. Strength, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever other particular things that you feel are appropriate. And again, like Prahlad is doing, again, I have no qualification, but if there's any sincerity in my heart, please hear this prayer. Please fulfill the prayer. Before I left Singapore, Pankaj, some of you know Pankaj, he asked, can I make some prasadam and I can distribute it to my team when we go there? Because I brought some Mahabharati from New York. which I saved some for here, so I can distribute both of them to their goddesses and their groceries. It's on the top of the book cabinet. I don't know if you've ever had Radha Govinda Mahabharati.
Yeah.
I'm only going to give you a little bit for this. It might go wild. Some of it's para. Probably it should be cut into smaller pieces. You want to reach your arm over here and take this? Do it quickly. Just do a few, bring the few, and then do the rest and bring the rest.